Be informed.
Be ready.
Pacific prepared.
The physical environment and its makeup are very important to people's lives. As humans, we fully depend on the Earth's ecosystems to provide us with food, clean water, spiritual fulfillment, among others.
So our planet is changing so fast. The impacts are happening at different rates. And our ability to adapt in the different forms can result in different responses. So one of the solutions that people are looking at is that the natural environment has the ability to respond to changing climate conditions.
Fred Patterson used to be PBAC Solomon Islands County Director. PBAC explores and promotes conservation of natural resources as a means to adapt to the changing weather patterns brought about by the impact of climate change. In Solomon Islands, PBAC focused on three demonstration sites: the Honiara Botanical Garden, Wagina Community in Chuzzle Province, and Barana Community Nature and Heritage Park in the outskirts of Honiara. Barana Community Nature and Heritage Park was formerly known as the Queen Elizabeth Park. Owned by the Barana community, the park spans approximately 5,000 hectares of forest area in the upper catchment of the Mataniko River. Mataniko River is one of the largest catchments draining Honiara City. Today I am here at the Barana Nature and Heritage Park, and it is quite windy. I spoke to Melinda Key from Barana Village.
I would say the traditional way of gardening, we would say the best way to where a garden could be is right near a stream or water, so that it's cool and it's near to water the vegetables, without realizing that when you clear that area for your garden or your farm, you actually drown the water, or you're just minimizing the water will just might even the stream might even just die out. So now we know that from this initiative, like we know that where to have that we can have gardens.
The development of the Barana Park is part of SPREP's assistance to Solomon Islands under the PBAC project. The Barana community was selected following an analysis and mapping study carried out in Honiara.
So the Barana community, we focus on the watersheds because the Barana community lives on the mountain area within the catchment. The watersheds have been hugely affected by themselves cutting down all the trees along the catchments, or the water sources. So what we were doing, trying to tell them, is you need to protect these specific areas, because these specific areas are important for your life. At the same time, we want to promote sustainable, as part of that includes sustainable land use. There are certain areas you can make your garden, there are certain areas you cannot. Now you will need to protect, for which the benefits are from the ecosystem services. And examples of ecosystem services is your access to water, your food, access to garden, good productive soil, and then you have good water, access to food, and also you maintain a balance in the environment. So the tangible effects is not as you expect to see. For example, if you build a big seawall where the sea doesn't come into your area. This one, the ecosystem focus is a bit more long-term, but you are focusing on building the resilience of the natural environment that will in turn support community resilience.
The Barana community has a vision, which is to build resilience among the people through preserving and enhancing sustainable management of the natural resources, ecosystems, including the protection of their tradition, culture, history, and livelihood.
Solomon Island, we have some of the most vulnerable in terms of small atolls and islands. And then a lot of our population lives on the coastal areas. And even if those who are living inland are vulnerable to changes in weather conditions, it affects health and other related issues. So there has to be a rethinking and reorganizing of not only the way we humans behave or the community behave, but also the way reorganizing the economy around a long-term approach that takes into account the impacts of climate change and maybe natural events and disaster.